here's something that many struggle with. You want to have some sort of faith, some spiritual dimension in your life, and yet in the context of everything you have going on, that dimension feels so small, so inconsequential, so drowned out by all the noise. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever felt that? I sure have, because living life takes rather a lot of effort. There are so many things to attend to that getting in touch with that spiritual dimension seems, well, nigh on impossible. Jesus knew that, which is why he told this story, Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. God's kingdom is like a mustard seed that a man plants in his field. It's the smallest of all seeds, but when it grows, it's the largest of all garden plants. It becomes a tree big enough for the birds to come and make nests in its branches. Now, understand that the people listening to that interpreted this concept of kingdom as the complete reign and authority of a king. In times gone by, those were Israel's kings. But in that day, it was the brutal rule of Caesar in Rome. So, what's Jesus saying then? That when you plant that mustard seed of faith in your heart, the smallest known seed at the time, it'll grow rapidly, which is how mustard trees grow, into the largest of trees, the most dominant reality in your life. So big, in fact, that others will come and rest in your faith, just as birds do in that tree. So if all you have amidst the cacophony that is your life is a mustard seed of faith, watch out, because according to Jesus, that's more than enough. And that's his word, fresh for you today. It's amazing what God will do with just a little bit of faith from you. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.